Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Dylan at Thunder Jazz, and I'm here with a word from our sponsors, BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports contests and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Just head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BLEAV50, that is BLEAV50 in all capital letters, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Top of Thunder podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Hunzinger at Thunder Jets, and we've got a full board of people today, so I'm going to make this as quick as I possibly can. First of all, we've got the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, Champagne Jerry. Champagne Jerry, how are you doing, sir?
Doing well, man. Ready to take dips and kick ass, and I still have a full can of dip, so let's see how this works out.
By God, he's got that chaw bacon there. All right, and also in the state of Texas, we've got the one, the only, Maddie Moles. Maddie, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. Today is my Friday. I got a 4-day weekend, so thank you, military, for giving me the family day and Labor Day and all that stuff. I got a cooler full of beer, and I'm ready to get my butt kicked, so let's do this thing.
All right. Awesome. I love the attitude, Moles. And then joining us from the Batmobile inside of his Batcave, we've got the one, the only, Alejandro Alex Roy. How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing well, man. Ready to give this L away.
I love the morale behind Team Topic Thunder. But all right, guys, you guys know the deal. We're playing Family Feud. We're keeping it going with our long-running series. I think the only time Topic Thunder has won is when Cone has been on the team. He is not on the team right now, so the odds are not looking in our favor. The opponent this week is joining us from the state of Oklahoma, representing the franchise. We've got Matt Burton, Ryan Chapman, and the one, the only, the unmistakable, TV's Jerry. How's it going, guys?
Doing well, man. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it. Last time we were all on here, well, Jerry wasn't on here. That's probably why we did so well. But but the record button didn't start. It was like right during the beginning of COVID. No one knew, you know, how to really work Zoom yet. It was still a new, fresh thing. So we're already recording. I can see now. So we're all good, man.
Absolutely. I'm not having this being documented.
Text with wife. Awesome.
Oh, Jerry's internet's.
I think
here's
I caught
the thing,
what
guys. Said, the dial the thing, up guys. Earlier today
is the dial up again messing up?
I think somebody called.
Earlier today, Jerry admitted to being a TikTok addict, getting all over the Korn song, stuff like that. I think that that's too much bandwidth of him being on TikTok and trying to do this podcast. It's his boxed Wi-Fi is not doing it.
Hey, I got to tell you, that Korn song's a banger, though. So I'm with you, Jerry. That kind of gets stuck in your head, and I mean, it don't go nowhere.
I hate to be this guy. You know what? I'm going to switch. Can you guys give me just a couple of minutes? Let me go get the
Yeah, you're good. I'll intro the game and everything. Jared, and you just jump in.
I'm dead serious. There's I'm listening. What now? Don't go ahead, Ryan.
You're horrible.
Just go ahead.
You're not
just
necessary
ahead.
Whatsoever. Just join back when you join back. You're not necessary to the proceedings whatsoever. We promise.
Unbelievable. Hey, thanks, guys. You guys are the best.
Go to the local Starbucks and get their Wi-Fi.
Love you. Mean it.
Oh, man.
Can't believe I even helped you sons of bitches. All right, stand by.
Oh, this is a blast. All right. I love it. I love the team morale on both sides. Topic Thunder's already accepting their L. Franchise is already kicking off with their teammates saying that we don't need you. So this is going to be awesome. So just one more time, you know, for everybody that maybe this is your first time listening, rules of Family Feud, it's simple. If you've seen Family Feud, you kind of know how this goes, but we've got four rounds. The first two rounds are single points. The third round is double points. And the fourth round is triple points. There is a pre-question on each round to see who gets to go first, see who gets control of the board. If you get control of the board, you get as many guesses as you can take to try to guess all of the board. You get three strikes. Once you get three strikes, the other team has a chance to steal. If they steal, they get all the points that you accumulated, nothing more. You don't get the whole board. And whoever has the most points at the end wins. You know, pretty simple. But it's a good time. I think pretty much every game except for there was one. Oh, no, the No Ceilings game, Jerry. When Jerry and Connor played the team No Ceilings, every game was decided in the final round. Jerry and Connor just dominated the No Ceilings guy, though. So shout out Corey and Nick. But I'm looking forward to this game. I think it's going to be a good time. We've already had a good time in the time we've been recording and before we was recording. I wish I was recording then. But, hey, guys, I mean, you know, you said you don't need Jerry, so we can go ahead and get started if you want to, and he can just jump back in.
He was going to bat the three hole anyway for us.
All right. That'll work, man. So this is what we're doing. So pre-question, what I need is I need a representative from Franchise, need a representative from Topic Thunder to answer the pre-question.
I'm just a walking W, so I can go, Alex, unless you want to.
Okay.
No, go ahead, walking W.
All right. I'll start us off.
I was going to say, send the deuce.
All right, we got Champagne Jerry and Matt Burton. Now, I just want to warn you, like, most of this is, the whole Family Feud is themed, but this question seems a little bit off the wall, so just prepare yourself.
All right,
and also this, whenever you want to answer, physically raise your hand. We're not on Zoom now, so it's not as big of an issue, but I said raise your hand when you have the answer, and they were raising their hand on Zoom, and I didn't actually see it, so physically raise your hand, and I'll call on you. You know, gotcha. We're back in elementary school.
Gotcha.
All right, here we go. So, this famous Oklahoma State alum recently starred in the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Did you say alum?
Alum.
Alumni, maybe. Alum. Jackass.
Alum is a word, my guy.
No, we didn't.
We say it in Kentucky.
Oh, man, oh, I got God. No idea.
Yeah, I don't watch kids' movies.
All right, I anticipated this hedgehog. Might be
the only one I...
I'll go ahead.
Man, the only one I know, I'll go ahead and the only Oklahoma State alum actor that comes to my mind is Gary Busey.
That is incorrect.
I know it's not him. That's the only one that I know.
So wait, is this an athlete or just an alum?
This is an alum that graduated from Oklahoma State and was starring in the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Oh, God. Jerry, don't answer.
Yeah, I have no
not
clue.
Not you, Champagne Jerry. TV's Jerry, don't answer.
All right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I have no clue.
I know
no
who it clue. Is.
Go ahead, TV's Jerry. Take it over.
No, I'm kidding. I have no clue. I didn't even hear what the damn question was.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I'll tell you another movie. I figured this might happen. It was also in – I'm just going to basically name movies until you can guess who it is. He was in Death at a Funeral.
Sorry.
I mean, hey, anybody can answer it.
Yeah. James Marsden.
Okay, James Marsden, yeah.
James Marsden is absolutely correct.
I think he's also a PC North Panther, too.
Nice.
Shout out Eddie Radosovich.
Oh, was I supposed to answer? Was I supposed to answer or not?
Yeah, it's fine. They missed it in the first round, so. Okay.
Yep. Sorry, Alex. You probably should have taken that one because you probably had the Sonic one down. Sorry about that.
I don't know who the hell James Marsden is. So Cyclops.
Yeah, he played Cyclops.
I was gonna get there.
All right. Well, hey, franchise has the board, so here we go. Here's your question. This is gonna hurt right off the bat. In the game that Chet so tragically injured himself, he was surrounded with NBA talent all over the floor. What NBA players were participants in this pro-am game? And there are a total of 8.
Okay.
And you guys can all answer.
Okay. LeBron James.
LeBron James, absolutely correct. That's 5 points.
Bastard.
I'll take the layup, right? Just right off the board.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I didn't tune into much of this game, so you guys can.
I mean, he literally got out in the first minute.
Yeah, yeah, right. I mean, you guys can jump in whenever.
You got it, right? You got Ryan or no?
Wasn't Tatum at this thing trying to show off in the corner?
We'll go Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum is correct. Another 5 points.
Isaiah Thomas
is probably not a current NBA player, but.
Is he on a roster? He's on a Charlotte roster, is he not?
I don't think so, but if you want to go for it, I'll go for it with you. But I just don't think he's on an NBA roster.
Isaiah Thomas.
Final answer.
Isaiah Thomas was in the game, but to my knowledge, is not an NBA roster. I will fact check that while you keep guessing.
Hold on.
So is that a strike?
If he's wrong, I'm double checking.
It's being contended.
We have one strike that's under a coach's challenge. the green light is blinking. You guys can't see this, but the green light is blinking. Michael Gates freaking out.
That's a tough call, partner. Let's see.
This is a question, not a guess. Is this one of the pros?
I stand corrected. Isaiah Thomas is on there.
That would be a second, guys. That would be the wrong one. Thank you.
All right, so this is what I do if I mess up and there's no point value. No strike, no point value. But you have the satisfaction of knowing you were right, Jerry.
That's not good enough.
Okay.
I want to speak to your manager.
Oh, man. I'm really drawing a blank on who else was.
You guys know me. I protest pro-ams, but was this one of the ones that Trey and Collins were at together?
I don't believe so.
They
had already pro-ammed. So these are guys
they had done a Drew League and then a pro-am. I don't think they swung through for the
This may
one.
Be stupid because I know Paolo played in that one with Chet, but I don't know if he played in the crossover. I'm just guessing Seattle guys because I know it's in Seattle. But
you got the Duke beat, bro. You gotta.
Yeah, I know.
Well, just think of all the pros that are in this on the Seattle team. That's easy. Now, how hard is that?
Duh.
Oh my gosh, I feel so dumb. You're right.
No, I did too.
They were all on LeBron's team. That was the joke.
Yeah, I was about to say who of LeBron's friends was rolling through.
I did not watch this game at all. So
nobody is LeBron's friend. That's part of the problem.
All right, boys. I've got to throw up a 10-second timer. It's been a little bit. So
well, hell, I came up with Isaiah Thomas. Get off of me. So what? We got Tatum. We got LeBron. We got Isaiah Thomas. Right.
Yeah, Paolo Banchero.
Okay, do it.
Paolo Banchero is absolutely correct.
Okay, there we go. Wow.
15 right. points, job, Paolo Banchero.
I know that they're going to steal job, at Matt. Some point, too. I know that they're going to steal at some point, too. I don't want to just feed them all these points. Okay. So I really don't have anything other than Paolo.
DeMar DeRozan. Wow. I'm just throwing it out there. So we can get strikes. So then they're stealing.
DeMar DeRozan is incorrect on DeMar DeRozan.
All right.
Perfect.
All right.
Just throw out some strikes so they can
give
go.
DeJounte Murray.
Yeah, DeJounte Murray.
DeJounte Murray was in this game. So despite
they had all that,
does that mean,
you are correct.
Right.
Yeah. All that beef between him and Paolo.
That's right. All that beef between him and Paolo. Okay, yeah.
So you have four right. There's four left.
Just throw Trey out there to flush out the Hawks.
Yeah, right. Trey Young. Yeah, there you go. We'll just throw him out.
Trey Young's a big incorrect. You got one more strike, and then top opponent gets a chance to steal.
It's not Jamal Crawford.
No.
He was in charge of doing the floor.
Lakers starter, Austin Reeves.
Austin Reeves, yeah.
What a pull. Sadly, that is a big incorrect. Topic Thunder.
Okay.
Damn. You have a chance to steal. All you have to do is name one. The points are leveled based on relevance. So LeBron James' lowest points, and then the most obscure guy gets the most points. So take that for what you will.
This is everybody besides Chet, correct?
I never said that. But don't say Chet because I said it like that.
That's weak.
So I'm confident you guys know other players in this game.
Jalen McDaniels. That was on there. That's from Seattle. That always plays in these things.
I'm are you good with that me answer? Or are you talking with your teammates?
Yeah,
okay. I'm talking with my teammates, but they looking at me like I'm frozen or something like that.
I'm good with it. I'm good with it. We can run with that. That's obscure enough.
Go.
All right. So you saying what? Repeat the name there.
Jaden McDaniels.
Incorrect. He was in the first crossover game. So the franchise gets a whopping 35 points at the end of the first
Woo!
Round. The From other players that you're missing, Marjon Beauchamp, Tari Easton, yeah. Chet Holmgren, and Aaron Gordon.
So hold up. So I could have said Chet Holmgren?
I said that, but the way that I said
it,
it was you. Yeah. So
come on, man.
I know.
I swear, Dylan's against us every time.
It'd be the ones that be your homies.
Yeah.
In case you guys are worried that he's feeding us answers beforehand,
I'm not.
Absolutely no collusion.
I'm ruthless.
Here. Our win loss record speaks for itself.
All right, I need another representative from Top of Thunder, another one from franchise.
Go ahead, Alex.
Three question two. We got Alex.
Ryan,
go Jerry. Go Jerry Bear. You got it.
All right, fine. It's Jerry. Let's do it.
This is so confusing. I'm just saying.
Yeah, hey, Alex or Stevie.
Raise your hand, Jerry. Hey. Raise your hand if you know the answer.
All right, Ramsey. Real quick, like, how long have you been called Jer Bear? Because is this just like a thing that we just have to deal with our whole lives, or what's going on with it?
I have one person that calls me Jer Bear, and it's Ali Meyer from News Channel 4. And if they don't have the qualifications of Ali Meyer, they can go to hell.
Touche.
No one else that calls me quote unquote Jer Bear even gets recognized. I know Ryan tries to do it, but he's a cute kid.
All right, shout out Ryan. Here we go.
True.
All right, pre-question number two. Let's see who gets the board here. So, the Oklahoma Sooners' all-time leading scorer in basketball is Wayman Tisdale. Who is number two?
Ooh.
Alex.
Mookie Blaylock.
Incorrect. Jerry?
Oh, crap. I really have to answer this question. Jeff Webster.
Incorrect. I will open it
Buddy
up to
Hield?
The team.
Buddy
Hield.
Dang it. I didn't raise
really
my hand.
Buddy Hield?
I didn't raise my hand.
He played there for like 98 years. Yeah.
Right. So did Jeff Webster. Jeff Webster played 17 years.
Yeah. Buddy Hill was number two. So, all right. Question two. Topic
we
Thunder
only
has the board.
The Bookout Brothers.
So, for question two, the NFL listed its annual top 100 players. Five former Sooners made the list. Who were they?
I got one already. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Trent Williams.
Trent Williams is correct.
He should be number one, actually, too, by the way.
He was the top one on the list, I will say that.
You're welcome.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray is absolutely correct as well. It's 25 points for Kyler.
CD Lamb.
I didn't say CD would be next.
CD Lamb, also correct.
Two
guesses on the board left and three strikes remain.
Current players. Surely Baker's not up there, would he be?
Top 100?
That's what I'm saying.
Probably not.
Not last
probably
year.
Not. No.
All right. Well, actually, Okay.
Marquise Brown probably, or could be on the back end of that list.
He should be.
No. Hold on. Mark Andrews. That's a given.
Kenneth Murray?
No. I don't think so. Mark Andrews is.
Yeah, go with Mark Andrews first.
I'm locking that in.
Yeah.
Mark Andrews is absolutely correct. 15 points for that one.
Yeah.
There's one more. You got three strikes. If you miss all three strikes,
what about Howard?
Ooh, I got one more. Joe Mixon.
It's got to be Joe.
Joe Mixon is absolutely correct. And of course, Matty Moles, the NFL super fan, sweeps the board. All right. So
nicely done. Nicely done. Those would have definitely been stolen.
Yeah. Nice polls. I was, you know, I thought of the question. I thought there would be more answers, but yeah. Five, you know. I mean,
it doesn't hurt that I've done like 115 best ball drafts this year.
Yeah.
And so like a lot of those names just pop up regularly.
They're all fantasy players. I was hoping you'd at least say Hollywood so I could give you one strike.
Except for the lineman, obviously, like Trent, you know, we could draft him, but we would if we could.
All right. At the end of round two, the franchise is trailing 35. Topic Thunder has 100 points. But keep in mind, this round goes to double points. So give me Ryan, give me Moles, and here's the pre-question. In the John Calipari era, how many players have played for Kentucky that have had a hyphen in their name? And you don't have to be exact. It's just whoever's closest.
Are these players in general or are these players that went to the NBA?
Yes.
Oh, okay. There's no way that Venn diagram is just a circle, I guess. Okay.
In Dylan's mind, every player that played at Kentucky went to the NBA.
That's not true, but go ahead. You're free to think that. I just need a guess, like a number guess. Whoever's the closest gets it.
Go ahead, Ryan. Yours first.
I'm good. You're hosting us here. You go for it.
I'm gonna say 7.
8.
The number was 4.
No.
So, Topic Thunder gets the board. I'm not telling you what the names are because it actually bleeds into the next question. So, speaking of hyphens, 9 players in the NBA have hyphens in their name. You are required to name all 9 of them.
Okay. Here we go. You ready?
SGA.
Yep, Shay, lock it.
Shay is correct. So that's 5 points.
Kid Gilchrist. Alexander.
Cuzzo.
Yep. So Nikhil.
Nikhil is correct. So that's 15 times 2, 30.
Good job, Kentucky.
Listen, I'm just telling you it's double points, you frick.
Alum. Go ahead, Alum.
Michael Kid Gilchrist, right?
Right now
he's not still okay, so yeah, so Willie Cauley Stein. Yep, lock it.
I gotta fact check that, but I don't think Willie Cauley Stein is actually signed anywhere right now.
Here we go with the fact checking.
Yeah, can you get your shit together before we start this thing next time, or
it
what?
doesn't look like Willie Cauley Stein's on a team, so
okay, X us
that's
out,
a big
okay. There we go,
Willie Cauley Stein.
Aren't there a couple for New Orleans?
So here's my question. Hernan Gomez. That is a combined last name. Does that count?
Does it have a hyphen in it?
No.
Yep. Okay.
You answered
that.
Dude, this is kicking my butt.
Taylen Horton Tucker.
Woo! Good one.
Taylen Horton Tucker is correct.
Is Bates Diop still in the NBA?
I really don't know.
I don't know.
It's kind of questionable. Let's see. Caldwell Pope.
Damn.
Locking in?
Yeah.
Absolutely correct.
Kevin, no.
Yeah, chill out.
Jerry said, I'm the captain now.
I'm looking at deviations, and yeah, one came to mind. It was a junior. It wasn't a hyphenated.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm tripping. Is like Hollis Jefferson one?
Rondé Hollis Jefferson. Yeah, he would be.
Yeah.
Is he in the NBA?
I don't know. I mean.
Well, we can't leave it up to Dylan because he probably doesn't
Brooklyn.
Know.
I think it's Brooklyn, right?
Sure.
No, he's been traded since. But, yeah, I think he's still in the NBA.
We can lock
it. All right. Rondé Hollis Jefferson.
Okay.
It's two strikes. You got one remaining. You have four correct out of the possible nine.
And we're gonna kick ourselves.
Pops Mensabansu. That's not my guess. I was joking.
Oh yeah. Joke. The terrible one. Why am I just blanking so hard right now?
TLC's not in the NBA anymore, right?
He's overseas. Yes, he is.
Yeah, he was on a team, yeah. TLC.
I need to hear the full name for clarity.
Timothy Luau Cabarro.
All right. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Well done.
Remember. I thought he was overseas.
So how many is that?
You have five out of nine.
Oh.
So we got great. Four more. This one's
up. Trying to think of who else.
I'm out. I've got no more guesses. And yeah, so you guys
someone
are
on the Nuggets, and I can't think of them right now.
Linus Klaza.
If we don't have it, then we gotta not help them anymore. But I feel they're sitting on one.
They got using their strategy.
Yeah.
Burton over there looks like he's about to pop. Like he's just holding it in.
It's probably so easy too. We're gonna kick ourselves it's in definitely the ass. Easy.
It's all right. We got a timer now at some point.
Yeah, I was waiting for the... All right, now we're doing it.
All right.
Bates Diop.
Kata Bates Diop. Yeah.
Throw it in there.
Kata Bates Diop is one of them.
Hey!
Hey!
So we made
put
this
off
really
the
hard.
Inevitable. We put off the inevitable. All right.
Three more.
What's that? Toscano Anderson.
Juan Toscano Anderson.
Yeah,
that is correct. Booyah, I should have waited for you to say final answer, but
no, yeah, no, that, I was locking that in. I knew that one was good.
Okay.
Kelly, who the fuck hyphens their name anyway?
All right, two more.
Also, Kata Bates Diop, he's a two-way contract, so he wasn't listed on the official NBA players. So you don't get counted against, but you don't get points for it, just letting you know.
Again, get your crap together before you show up.
Listen, tell NBA.com to get their crap together, sir.
Okay. Why is this going to bug me?
All right, now I got to throw up a timer.
Gonna bug me because I know it's so easy.
Time, do you have a guest?
Kid Carl Anthony.
Can you
Towns?
Read the ones? Yeah.
Oh my God! God.
Carl Anthony. Carl Anthony. That's his first name.
Wait, does that? Hang on. Do we have any other
no.
ones?
No, no, no. no that is
Anthony
first
Towns.
Name.
It's Anthony Towns
what?
Because.
Okay, that's it. Yeah, because
his name was Carl Towns, and then he added Anthony Towns.
Yeah. Carl Anthony Towns.
You've been listening to too much.
That's
Chris
a first Fisher. Name.
No, dude.
Anthony is up
there. You can have last names. Yeah, people
is on the jersey.
That's the thing. Paul George. Paul George. Bro. Paul George. Two first Hold names.
Up. After that Carl one, Anthony. I just want to quit. I'm just going to be honest it's with Carl you because that should have been number one.
Carmelo Anthony. That's two first names.
Hold on a second. I will fact check.
Do you want me to go get my jersey?
Yeah, just go ahead.
Okay. Well, hey. Listen. Alex is correct that it is the first name, but I didn't say hyphen in the last name. I said hyphens in their name.
Yep.
Yeah.
Of course, you're gonna pull out some BS.
Bro, I'm just reading the question.
No, it's fine, Dylan.
Time out. This is what it was. Carl Anthony Towns on your list?
Yes, he was on my list.
Okay. We understood the assignment. It's fine.
But you also missed Jeremiah Robinson Earl.
Oh my god.
KYP. KYP boys, know your personnel.
And Dorian Finney-Smith.
Nice. Wow. How the hell did we miss J-Rob? Like, what's going on with our lives? All of us.
You know why? Right. Because we literally say his name, Robinson Earl. Like, it's all together.
We just say J-R-E.
Exactly.
Because no one has access to Bally Sports Oklahoma, so we're not.
And I think it's because Shay takes all the shine. Shay takes all the hyphenated shine away.
He really does. On the team. He really does.
All right. So right now, going into the final round, the score is franchise 215, Topic Thunder 100. But again, the final round is triple points. This is still anybody's game. So you guys have all done a pre-question. So choose your representative for the final one.
Jared.
Okay.
Champagne, Jerry.
Did they say Jerry? Or did you guys
do you want to go TV's Jerry versus Jerry?
Let's go. I think we have.
I think we got to go Jerry v. Jerry. What are we doing?
You got to. Good Jerry, call. This was you, bud.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Jerry Riggs.
All right. This is probably not reaching the target audience, but we'll try it. All right. In HBO's Hard Knocks, there is an Oklahoma State player that is featured throughout the series. What is this player's name? Oh, Jerry. Champagne Jerry was waving his hand. I'm sorry.
Yeah, isn't it Jalen Warren?
Incorrect.
Oh, no, shit. He just got signed the other day.
TV Jerry.
Do you know?
Oh, my God.
That would be one Mr. Malcolm Rodriguez.
Yes.
Absolutely correct.
Rodrigo.
Rodrigo,
if you will.
My bad, y'all. My bad. I got excited because Jalen Warren got signed the other day and lost my mind. Sorry about that.
He did. All right. So this one was a fan participation question. So like this is the most Family Feud question that we have because it's actually from multiple people. So.
All right.
Ryan, you good?
Sorry. What just happened? What happened in
West Virginia? What is happening in the backyard brawl right
West
now?
West Virginia. Oh, ridiculous. What is happening?
Oh.
Sorry. We're good.
There's my dark horse.
All right, so here we go.
The wide receiver volleyball to pick six.
Yeah, he did.
To who? Pittsburgh?
Yep.
Pittsburgh scored?
Right through the hands.
Right,
it's lame.
Okay, sorry. We're good.
No, you're good. Freaked out. You're good.
Great podcasting.
I love the enthusiasm. All right, here we go. So in a totally random tweet, I asked Thunder fans, if you were to pick a Thunder player, current or past, to play football, who would it be and what position? Out of 68 responses, who were the top 8 player choices?
Okay, are we giving you the players, or do we have to give you the players in position?
No, you don't have to do positions. That was just for fun. Just give me the players.
Okay.
Russell Westbrook?
Yeah. Final answer, Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook is absolutely on this list. He was second.
Would Lugans Dort from the current crop?
Yeah.
Linebacker Dort?
Lugans Dort. Also absolutely on there. He was actually the top choice.
Makes sense.
Current and former, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What about the musician Serge Ibaka?
I'm good with that choice.
All right. Serge Ibaka is absolutely on there. He actually only had 2 suggestions. So it was on kind of like the lower end. So watch yourself there.
Would we think maybe some Kiwi rugby action here with Steven Adams. Exactly.
That's what I'd go with. Yes.
Steven Adams
absolutely is on there. He was actually nominated for a multitude of positions, including quarterback for his past adventure.
Love that.
Speaking of quarterbacks, wouldn't Josh Giddey, very popular with the current youths, 6'8", arm.
Australian rules football. They don't throw it though, but they don't beautiful, throw it in Australian rules
hair. Beautiful quarterback hair. Yep.
Great hair. Yes. Hair. I'm gonna
look at us, Jerry. Lock it in.
Josh Giddey is on there. Yep. He had three suggestions. So
there's a guy that played flag football one time. His name was Kevin Durant.
I don't know if you guys remember him.
He played flag football.
I don't know if the Thunder fans.
Listen, if some fool put Serge Ibaka, they're gonna put Kevin Durant. So you want to lock it in or no? You want to hold
lock in Kevin Durant. Lock in Kevin Durant.
Here's the thing. We don't want to lose on leaving Kevin Durant on the board.
That's true. Yeah.
No, Sam Presti did that in 16.
Shockingly, one of the only players we saw in Thunder history actually hold a football was not even mentioned. So yep. Kevin Durant is a big O.
Holy crap.
That's one. I'm with Ryan. We just didn't want to miss on not saying Kevin Durant.
His fans. Boy, you guys as fans hate Kevin Durant.
I got kind of a weird one, but it may work because he was a bigger guy. Kendrick Perkins.
I was thinking that one too. In my pocket.
Let's go Kendrick Perkins.
All right. Kendrick Perkins was on there. He was number four. So you guys have six of the eight.
You have
one strike.
Oh, Nick Collison.
I was going to say Collison. Yeah.
Yeah. Gross. Nick Collison.
Mr. Thunder playing football. Yeah, not a mention. So
even off that bloody picture, man.
I know, crazy. Man. You guys have you have six out of eight correct. You have two strikes.
All right, we're just talking here, guys. But Chris,
we're
Paul,
just talking it out.
Chris Paul, a quarterback on the floor. Do you think somebody is that smart? And not to mention, obviously, these guys are like 10 to 14 years old and forget Nick Collison and Kevin Durant.
Also, Thunder fans do be loving some Chris Paul.
They did like Chris Paul, like I said, quarterback on the court. Just kind of keep that one in your head and throw some other ones out there while we're at it.
I do just want to throw out there that you guys have the top six of eight answers. So the other two are actually at low end.
There's going to be some like obscure ones.
With the king that we want to have going over the middle in the slot, Nate Robinson, I'm sure that he was left off.
It's an Arrhenius omission. He played football. I like that guess, to be honest.
When you did pre and post game, think to yourself, who did you say out loud? That guy could play football. I mean, he was very good at Washington. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Gosh darn it.
So do we want to lose on Nate Robinson or do we want to lose on Chris Paul?
I think Nate Robinson's right.
I think that's a great poll if someone does that.
I'd rather lose on Nate Robinson.
I actually agree with you guys on this one. So
okay,
let's lock in Nate Robinson, final answer.
Nate Robinson, former cornerback for the Washington University Huskies. Would be a smart choice.
Crap.
But he is not. People. It's a big.
But these aren't smart people.
All right, Topic Thunder, you have a chance to steal the not the bottom two, but the bottom of eight. The bottom two of eight suggestions. If you guys get one right, I'm not even going to tally the points, but you win.
Alex looks like he's got it. So
you guys trust me on this. Hamadou Diallo.
I mean, if we lose, it's your fault. So we'll go ahead and go with it.
Did they say Paul George?
Paul George was another one that I think of. But I mean, if you're dead set on Hami,
we'll live and die with Hami. That's fine.
Yeah, let's go with
Hami. Hops for days. He'll probably, you know, he's one of those wide receivers. You just throw it up there, he grabs it.
If this was Alex, this sounds like Alex was stuffing the ballot box. If this is right,
yeah. He is in his car like Ryan Walters right now, so it doesn't surprise me at all.
When you tell us that it's Hamadou Diallo, are you going to tell us that it's Alex who voted for him?
All right,
because I feel as if that would be the
Hamadou Diallo, famously of the University of Kentucky Wildcats. Did not play football in college, by the way. It is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
I will say that Alex did vote for him, but there were two others that voted. I did not count Alex's vote.
Alex and Alex's burners. Gotcha.
Yeah. It definitely was. He got on his kids Twitter real quick.
Fishy.
Yeah.
There you go, boys. It was a back and forth game. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Hey, all the bullshit that Dylan puts us through with the whole, you know, oh, let me fact check.
I mean, let me get this one at least.
Hey, I got to say, you know, well, I mean, first of all, like, I'll let you guys have your moment in victory because, you know, Jerry, me and Jerry have won in Family Feud once. Jerry won with Cone, but this is Alex and Mole's first victory in Family Feud. Alex is doing a wave dance with his hands. He's feeling great. What do you have to say for yourself, Alex?
I want to thank God. I want to thank my parents. I just, I don't know what to say, man. All right, guys, awesome. y'all are the real MVPs.
Is this where I take my pants off and run around yet, or what?
Yeah, this is definitely it.
Please don't. We're okay, going on right. YouTube.
Especially okay. Considering the conversation we had before the pod.
Yeah.
Moles, how you feeling?
Hey, man, I'm good. Just glad to get some football questions in there. That's very much in my wheelhouse, so I appreciate the softball there.
Yeah,
I mean, you carried in that category for sure, but I tried to spread it out, tried to give some OU questions, some Oklahoma State questions, obviously some Thunder questions, you know, because I know the franchise covers all those. So I tried to make it spread out a little bit, but it just didn't work out. Franchise, you guys were gracious in defeat. What do you have to say for yourself here?
I think you guys suck.
Hey, other Jerry, I actually agree with you on this one. We definitely do suck.
That's about as gracious as I feel right now. So,
no, it was good. Listen,
I'll be honest. It was my teammates' fault.
Yeah,
I had sucky teammates. I can't win with these cats.
Yeah. And, it's Thunder fans' fault for not knowing that Nate Robinson actually played football. That's and not remembering that Kevin Durant played flag football against LeBron James.
He gave two football answers. Great call.
We were smarter than the fan vote. Yeah.
The ultimate sports radio. We are smarter. We have microphones. Yeah.
I can hang up on you. That's how it goes.
But Ryan's excited. What's happening, Ryan? When you have wide
West
back.
Virginia
we
tied
got,
it up.
We got a big pass interference downfield. We got a big
Will
pass
you
interference
turn
downfield.
Your damn vision off? You're like 5 seconds ahead of me. Damn.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, guys,
I just love it. It sounded like the player haters ball up in here. Like, yep. Just hate.
Chill out, Buck Nasty.
There was a lot of hate on our own team there, too.
I made this jacket out of your mother's pubic hair.
All right. So, guys, it was a great time. Guys of the socials, anything you may be working on, and of course talk about where folks can listen more to you. So I mean where better to start than TV's Jerry?
I'm so embarrassed. I never do this. You can listen to me from the beginning of your day to the end of your day. I'm on the Rock and Roll Morning Show on 104.5 KRXO if you like classic rock. Then I jump on with Dylan from 11 to 1, where TV on the radio. Then Kelly Gregg gives his wisdom as I lead him along with myself. Then I go to V103 in the afternoon, the throwback hip-hop and R&B until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, we also call high school football. Me and the Reverend Sean Thurman will be doing that tomorrow. It's going to be Clinton at McGinnis. And then, of course, over the weekend, it's the start, 24 hours of OU football, starting with the classic game, the 4-overtime game against Texas at 4:30. The Reverend Sean and, of course, our own beloved Matt Burton will get you going there. Matty, I'll go ahead and let you finish off from there.
I just got to plug this real quick. V101 is my hands down favorite station to listen to.
V103, and I'll get you some stickers.
Yo, I screwed that up. It just tells me what's on there, and I hear your voice, and you spin some damn good stuff. So listen to it, because actually he does play some good shit. Yeah, he kills it on there. So I appreciate that, Jerry.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry for screwing up the number, you know.
The transition? No. V103. Thanks. Tell your mom. I'm her favorite DJ.
If she lived here, I would, you know, but she only has one Jerry in her heart, and it's definitely not you. So
I'll send you the app. You can give it to your mom.
As the only guy who's not full-time on the franchise on our team, I am going to be on from 4:30 to 7. I'm whatever's in between part-time and full-time there at the franchise. What some in a healthy middle right there. 4:30 to 7 I'll be on this Saturday 4:30. That's a.m. by the way. So yeah, you know, doing all that dirty hard work done in the dark. Jeez. Right there. No, where no one's listening. That's what they said. You know what, Matt? We have a perfect spot for you. Where
nobody
no
else wants to go on at this time.
Exactly. But yeah, doing that, and then OKC 82 taking a brief little sabbatical with the craziness of football, basically. Take a brief little sabbatical, but bringing that back closer to when the Thunder get started will be me, and then just kind of a rotating cast and crew of all the franchise people.
Nice.
Awesome. All right, Ryan, you want to follow up with anything there, man?
Game coverage will rock with you. Matt Bro, Burke's going to drive all the way to Norman, hang out with us. 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Chisholm, Chapman, and then we hand it off to OU Network coverage. And then if you want your reaction Friday to this big Oklahoma State win, reaction Monday to the Brent Venables era, 3 to 6 p.m. right after Jerry and Kelly get done, you can just keep that dial glued on 107.7 because Chisholm and Chapman will take you home.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. I almost forgot the old man game. With Daniel and me and Brandon, we're taking a sabbatical right now, but it's mainly to let Brandon rest up because he's so damn old. But yes, me, Daniel, and Brandon will start the old man game up, firing it up again this Thunder season.
So just so you guys know real quick, I got to say this because we've had some beef on Twitter about this whole basketball game. I did get an invite. I was busy that one time.
I was about to ask.
Wait, no, we got a date. We got a freaking date now. Okay,
let's go. It's happening.
January 27th, 2023. We're going to make it happen. Dylan's going to be in town for that weekend. Matty Mole is going to be in town. Alex is going to drive up from Rotten Lawton and hopefully not get shot in between now and then. Three Cone will be in town also. Yeah, Three Cone will be in town also. So we will have a full squad ready to take on the franchise, and we'll do whatever we need to. Any court, anywhere. I'm probably going to pull out my KD5s just for, you know, shenanigans. And
hey, I wear KD7s. I wear KD7s. It's okay.
There you go. So,
and make sure you have an ambulance waiting just in case.
Just for any of us, too. Not bro, just for any of us. Any one of us.
I need all the Pedialyte I can get my hands on.
Old man game, medium man game, just everybody.
Yep. We should just make it a big old Anchorman type of activity. Bring everybody in. Let's see if we can get Cage in here.
Trident's optional.
And get Matt Pinto in there. I would love to play with some Matt.
He's in great shape now. He's been married for a couple of years.
Get down to Dunn. get down to Dunn. They literally have four or five people. Like,
yeah, don't they live all over, though? There's only Andrew and Luke are here, right?
Well, then you'd have to get them out of their damn library, wouldn't you?
That's true, yeah.
get them away.
Let me clear that up. Jerry just said that we was going to – he just said the date of the Cleveland Cavalier game. We're not playing on the day of the Cavalier game.
We're playing on the court, asshole.
Yeah, we already got this figured out. They're actually – you know the halftime show?
We're playing a halftime, right?
Yeah, we're the halftime show is what we are.
What the hell are you doing?
Cajun Fisher, man, we got the play-by-play. We're ready.
Yep.
This ain't like my church league, partner.
You know what I'm gonna say?
That's nasty. I'm probably gonna wear my "That's Nasty" shirt just because that's happening on opening night.
This is officially the longest outro I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, it's amazing. It's the gift that keeps giving. So
it's never how you start; it's always how you finish, boys.
Bro, when this video goes on YouTube and they see Ryan's reactions just on the side, random reaction, it's gonna be hilarious.
I did that too, man. College football's back, maybe.
Yeah, I'm just trying to decipher the glare in his glasses
to see what happened. I'm like, okay, like.
Like I'm behind.
All right, what's the down and distance?
Holy crap!
two TVs.
Yeah. Oh, watch out, Kevin Gates.
I have to cover Ryan as we're watching this. This is
so you can react live time. All right, yes. Well, hey.
Reaction to the reaction.
We won't hold you guys anymore. Once again, just appreciate y'all for coming on. Glad we didn't have any technical difficulties this time. It's been recording the whole time, thank God. Just want to say definitely follow the guys at the franchise at I Am Matt Burton, at TV's Jerry, at Radio's Ryan, and at Chisholm Holland. Shout out Chisholm. I will definitely have him on the pod in the future. But Yeah, on behalf of myself and all the guys at Top Thunder, on behalf of everybody in the franchise, hope you all have a great night. God bless. Hoop when you can. And as always,
Thunder up.
Thunder up.
Thunder up.
And boom. Uh-oh. Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder.
Thunder up!
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.